how do you have consistent messages without becoming a dictatorship?
Well, I think it's not about consistent messages or about a dictatorship. What it is, it is about a sense in yourself of what you truly believe in, what you think is right, what makes a difference, and acting accordingly. Because it's like the notion of, you know, the word discipline. We all hear we want our kids to have some discipline. Well, discipline comes from disciple, and the disciples wanted to emulate Christ. Why? Not because they were afraid of him, not because they wanted him just to be proud of them, but because they felt that he stood for a life and a way of being and a way of conducting oneself that was the right way to live. To our kids, we are also gods, especially the young ones, and they imitate, emulate, and follow the example we set. Are we rushing frenetically all the time? Or do we treat our friends with some respect? Do we care about reading a book, or do we just tell them they ought to do well at school? Do we have fun playing a sport, or do we just have to win, or we come home and break the golf club?
What I find is working with kids in my own way is that they also see the end result. They see the success stories. They see the big contracts. They never tend to see at any realistic level the kind of sacrifice, the kind of hard work, the kind of heartbreak that people have to put themselves through to be at the highest level.
Well, they also don't see something else, which I'm afraid to say. I hope I don't get into trouble for this, but I know a number of professional athletes, and some of them a number of gold medalists in the Olympics. And one of the things that's almost universal is that the highest level of competitive sports involved either getting out of poverty or getting out of a house in which you were miserable, and where the coach and the team provided you some sanity or some opportunity.